There are two questions that rabbis usually get at this time of year. So, Rabbi, are the high holidays early or late? And the second question, are you ready? Meaning, given that it's only the beginning of August, folks still want to know if all my sermons are complete. For me as a rabbi, the holidays are always early, even when they're late. After conducting high holiday services for 30 years, I still find that I'm trying to finalize my sermons the day before Rosh Hashanah or the day before Yom Kippur. Perhaps this has less to do with whether the holidays are early or late and more to do with my particular work style. While I'm not a procrastinator, in fact, I already have notes for all of my sermons and my Midrashim, the Jewish legends that I write, are almost complete. I'm the kind of person who refines the end. I can't write a sermon during the middle of the summer and put it away and then pull it out of the drawer and give it that day. I keep massaging a sermon, quite frankly, even during the delivery. Well, whether or not this makes it better or worse, I'll let you be the judge. You can listen to last year's sermons on Beth Adam's website, and we'll post the new ones once the holidays are over. But early or late, I'm already into that high holiday mindset. I suppose part of being Jewish is thinking about whether or not the high holidays are early or late, even if one doesn't attend the high holiday services. The simple awareness that the Jewish calendar is different than our daily calendar helps to shape our Jewish identity. Asking that question, early or late, reminds us that as Jews we function with two calendars, one shared by the entire world and the other shared by the Jewish people. Jewish identity is defined not simply by what services we attend, but it's also defined by those services we choose not to attend. Thus, I always find it funny when I hear that rabbis gave that classic sermon intoning, "So where have you been the rest of the year?" It seems to me, rather than asking people where they've been the rest of the year on Rosh Hashanah, the more appropriate question is, why have you come today? The reality is, for most Jews, religious services have become increasingly less significant. Services are irrelevant in people's lives because the liturgy and the prayers don't speak to the way people understand the universe in which we live. With the high holidays approaching, and I think they're neither too early nor too late this year, but just about right, it's time for the Jewish community to stop counting the house. The issue isn't whether or not people attend high holiday services, but rather, are there avenues for folks with diverse understandings of their identity to give expression to their Judaism throughout the year, however they understand it? Hope you have a meaningful high holidays, no matter how you observe them. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.